chase to the NASCAR Sprint Cup of 2008 begin here at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Side by side, Kyle Busch and Carl Edwards racing to turn one for the first time. The early advantage to Kyle Busch.
Turn two, it is Kyle Busch, finally, as he's wrestled that M&M's machine lap after lap, trying to keep it off the wall. He simply lost it, but in the inside, another car is involved. It looks like, unfortunately, Jamie McMurray. Kyle has his car righted. McMurray still sits facing the wrong direction at the bottom of the racetrack.
Earnhardt Jr. is going to go after Jimmy Johnson. He looks to the inside in turn three. Johnson in the middle, racing groove. Earnhardt Jr. to the bottom. Easily, Jr. makes a pass in four.
Kind of a comical scene right now. Kyle Busch is out there, and Kyle's been lumbering around out there about nine laps down throughout most of the day. Marquis got the cone, or had the cone, stuck on the front of his car that demarks where you can come into pit road on it. He made about a half a lap around here with that cone jammed up under the front nose of his Toyota.
Gordon trying to fend off the shark, the onslaught, if you will, of Tony Stewart. He rolls up the bank in turn two. Tony Stewart a little bit sideways. These two veteran drivers go at it as they have many times in the past, side by side.
Biffle gets to the inside. They're door to door. Johnson to the outside. Biffle down low. Biffle gets the nose ahead. Johnson comes fighting back to the outside. He's not got enough. Biffle goes at the speedway. The crossover. Johnson to the inside.
Greg Biffle has announced his presence with authority here today at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. He wins the Sylvania 300 and drives into contention for the 2008 Sprint Cup Championship.
Welcome to North Sound Racing. Steve Mortland here along with Carla Heath and Galen Stewart. Pleasure to have you as always, and always pleasure to be brought to you by Action Auto Parts. So thank you so much for taking time out of a lot of busy schedules around the Pacific Northwest. Carla?
Yes, sir.
How's it going?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm well. Galen, let's make sure it works. Test, test. Nice. our opener was kind of cool tonight. Today is the anniversary of the passing of what some consider the greatest guitar player ever to live, Jimi Hendrix. So it was kind of cool to put down some crosstown traffic in honor of the memory. I had the opportunity to go to Jimi Hendrix's grave back when Alex turned 13 years old. He wanted to go see Hendrix's grave. And let me tell you,
really,
standing 6 foot above the greatest guitar player.
Have you been to the music experience?
Oh, yes, I have.
Have you?
You want to hear that quick story?
Yes, sir.
Alex was playing there at the Liquid Lounge, they called it. It was when U2 was in town. They were playing at the Key Arena, and Alex's band, Sambusta, he was in at the time, was to play kind of what they called a pre-funk party at the Liquid Lounge. And I thought, you know, helped him get all his stuff set up.
Our annual doubleheader of high school football this weekend, North Shouser.
Shush. Nobody asked you, Tom. I know exactly how that came from. No offense, Tom.
No.
But so it was probably, oh gosh, maybe 5:30, 5:35 in the afternoon. I thought, you know, this would be a perfect time to go. So I go down and I pay $22 to get in. And I go up the stairs, and the first thing I said, this is just going to be so cool. They had like a Gene Simmons mannequin, you know, with the complete, you know, the horn boots, the whole deal. I thought, this is going to be awesome. A string of guitars that went all the way up. And the first room I went into was a kind of a history of the guitar, starting from the very first acoustic guitar that they could find all the way up to the new, modern, cool stuff. I'm going through that, and somebody, an employee of the museum says, I just want to let you know that the exhibit will be closing in 5 minutes. And I said, this particular room that I'm in? And he goes, no, we close at 6 o'clock.
Oh, no.
Oh, man, I was hot. So I went down to the counter and said, you know, before you took my $22 or whatever it was, do you think you could have told me that the museum closed in 20 minutes? And then we struggled about getting my money back, which I finally did, and that was my experience.
And you haven't been back.
I have not been back. I would love to.
You need to.
That's a very funny story because I went down there, went with some friends. We got down there, paid for parking, went to the door. and closed for a party. They were having a Microsoft party.
But they took your parking, huh?
Yeah, they took our parking money, and then we ended up turning around and coming back. It's kind of funny you had the same experience.
Yeah, it just, you know, but the stuff that they have in there, you know, and I did get to see a few things. But I want to go back, but it's got to be the right deal. Sherry just brought up on, I was trying to find out what year, I think it was 1969 that Jimi Hendrix passed away. But she found that there is a guitar here that Jimi Hendrix lit on fire, which was in March of 1967, that just went for £280,000.
Oh,
that's British money.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, but
how old was he when he died? Does it say?
I think he was in his early 30s when he died. I read Charles Cross's biography about Hendrix, and it was a really interesting story, but. Man, I tell you, that guy.
280 pounds, what street value is that?
280,000 pounds.
Right. What's the street value
Who
of that?
Knows? But that's
so,
a,
you know,
a
it's kind of funny. A station I was listening to talked about how many times does a 700 and some times this person was honored in a name.
Mm-hmm.
In a song, excuse me, in a song. And Jimi Hendrix's name came up. So
I
must be
that.
Up there. It was actually Hank Williams.
Oh, no kidding.
Hank Williams died at 29, and he had like a bazillion hits.
Jeez.
So anyway, let's talk racing.
Let's do that. We've got a whale of a show coming up for you guys tonight. We're going to kind of split it half and half. First hour is going to be dirt. Second hour is going to be asphalt. And we have got a lot of cool people coming on. We're going to talk a lot about the Fred Brownfield Memorial that's going on down at Grays Harbor Raceway this weekend. We even have, I don't know if I told you guys this, but we even have two sets of tickets to give away
for Saturday
night. So keep by your phones. We'll be giving you the number.
Yep.
And you can make your way down to Grays Harbor Raceway for a very, very important event. Let's see. We have George Wade, the man among men down at Grays Harbor Raceway. He's going to be joining us here right after our first break. Greg Burgess, the director of the ASCS, is going to join us. Then we'll come back and we'll talk to Fred's daughter, Shelby. Really a cool gal. We had
her
on a couple times shortly after Fred passed away. And just really one of the nice people. And then a longtime friend of Fred's and a longtime friend of dirt racing around the Pacific Northwest, if not the West Coast, Dick Wilski will join us. Then, after that, we're going to talk to the champions from Skagit Speedway as they concluded their season. We'll have Barry Martinez, your 410 champion, Brian Kirkpatrick, who we had on, was nice enough to join us last week, will be joining us. He is the 360 champion and Kelsey Carpenter in the sportsman division. And then coming up after 9 o'clock, this is really cool. We're going to switch modes to asphalt, and we're going to have on the title sponsor of the Superstock main event out at Evergreen Speedway this Saturday night, Dino Rossi, candidate for governor. Yeah, this is, I'm really excited about having him on. We'll also have Naima Lang. Congratulations to him because he won the NASCAR Washington State championship last Saturday, and then this Saturday he goes up for the Evergreen Speedway Championship with the lead over John Zaretsky. So we'll have Naima on. Also, as we continue chatting with champions, Wes Rhodes, who we had on last week. We did. And he had a cool night on Saturday night. In addition to winning his first touring championship, Wes also picked up his first win on the Late Model Challenge Series at the Wenatchee Valley Super Oval. So we'll visit with Wes, and we're also going to talk to a gentleman who all he needs to do is take the green flag out at Evergreen Speedway on Saturday night, and he is the ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour champion, Brad Stanwood. Lives down in Portland. Tell me if you've heard of Brad Stanwood, but you're going to hear about Brad Stanwood. So a lot of cool things coming up, big show, and glad you could join us.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I would like to wish my mother a very happy birthday today.
Cool.
And I would also like to congratulate my son, Colton Heath, finishing second. He had those big boy pants on this year, and I'm very, very proud of him. And his racing's not over. He's going to be racing down at Elma this weekend and then Yakima the following, but he did a good job.
Makes
everybody proud.
Well, we were out at Evergreen Speedway Saturday night, and we broadcast, and you know, I gotta throw out some props to several people. First of all, Shane Biles and Tom Glitherow. You know, there's people that I was just awed by Shane. He brought his game on Saturday night, and Tom did too. And we had so much fun. We were going to have Fred Raynard was there, and I got a call earlier in the day. saying that, you know, we have too many announcers. Can you use somebody? And I said, man, I'll take Fred. He can do the whole night. I'll just sit there and make sure nothing gets, you know, turned off. And unfortunately, Fred got tied up down on the PA side. But man, it would have been cool. That was good to go down, talk to him, and say hi for a brief second. So I want to thank Shane Biles and Tom Glitter. I want to thank Sherry as well. She was a lot of help with me on Saturday. So thanks to all those people. And thanks to Evergreen Speedway as well. It was a great race, a lot of fun. We had Nama's radio with us. And we got to listen to Lane Sunholm, Spot.
Spot, yeah.
And what an awesome job he did. Oh, it was just really, really cool. So thanks again to Evergreen Speedway for having us out for the NASCAR Washington State Championship, and good luck to all who participate coming up in there. They're going to have a good field of race cars out there for coming up on Saturday night, so we'll be hooking you up. Actually, you know what we're going to do?
What?
We're going to give away tickets also to Saturday night.
Cool.
Nobody knows it but us.
Oh, well, I think we can do it.
we can pull that one off. So go ahead.
No, I was going to look over to Galen to see if he had anything you wanted to add.
I don't know. I think we should get to some guests. What do you
think? Let's get to some winners. Let's talk. Brandon Hamilton, as always, is so gracious in putting together the winners. Deming Speedway in the 1200 A main over the past weekend. Derek Holmwood with the victory there in the 250 A main. The win went to Jake Benson in the 1200 B main. Dwayne Mackey, 600 A main winner was Jake Benson. 600 R A main went to Reese Getz. 600 B main went to Austin Wheatley. The 600 R B main win went to Doug James. And the 600 C main, boy, that's a lot of... That's a good car count. Garrett Johnson got the win there, and then Josh Limley in the junior sprints. Skagit Speedway?
There's 100 cars there last Friday night.
Holy cow.
And they're going to run a Friday-Saturday night program this weekend.
Are they really?
Yeah.
And, you know, kudos out to Spencer Constance. He was doing awesome. He was leading the race. Late yellow kind of messed him up, but Spencer did a good job.
Spencer's dad came into the store today.
Still walking a little high?
he had a little bit of a spring. He didn't tell me about what his son pulled off.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Good job. Did good job in the heat and the main.
Cool. Congratulations,
Spencer. One more thing. I'm sorry, Steve, to interrupt, but Reese Getz, after winning that up there at Deming Speedway, went down to St. Helens, did the 600 down there, won down there, won the championship through that series down there. So congratulations to Reese Getz.
Way to go, Reese. Skagit Speedway, we'll be talking about them in a bit. But your winners in the 360 A main went to Brian Kirkpatrick. 410 A main win to Travis Roots. Big surprise there. Hornets A main, Corey Swatzina, and the Superstocks? They have SS. He has SS.
Sportsman Sprint.
Oh, Sportsman Sprint. Okay. Kelsey Carpenter with a win there. As we mentioned, Evergreen Speedway ran their Superstock program, the Washington State Challenge. 115 laps it ended up going on the 5/8 track. Nama Lang, Jason Frazier, James Muggy, John Zaretsky, and Jeff Knight, your top five there. Yakima Speedway ran a full program last Saturday night. Mike Longton with the win in the late model division. Buck Noel Jr. in the Superstock division. Randy Marshall Jr. picked up the win in the Hobby Sportsman division. Harold Emmons in the Hobby Division. Youth Hornets winner was Kyle Condiff, and the Hornets winner was Jake Breeshers. The bump to pass, Bobby Trujillo. And every time they have a bump to pass, that's the guy who always wins it. Late Model Challenge Series top five at the Wenatchee Valley Super Oval is as follows. Wes Rhodes, Eric Hargraves, Brent Harris, Garrett Evans, and Jason Jefferson. NSRA ran the Rory Price Memorial. Awesome show out there. 35 laps. Those guys need to run about 70. It'd be so cool if they could pull that off. But Matt Hine got the pass on the last lap to pick up the victory at Evergreen Speedway. Grays Harbor Raceway, late model main event went to Rob Maia. Hobby Stock main event winner was Zach Simpson, and the late model B main winner was Robert Hafes. Fred Raceway Park, Youth Hornets, Bart Hector Jr. picked up the win there, and Josh Hector, I can only imagine this is a senior, won the adult Hornets. In the mini stocks, it was Joe Smith. In the hobby stocks, Patrick Kennedy. In the street stock division, Bart Hector. In the 360 sprints, Mike Fott. South Sound Speedway, Vintage Midgets, that would have been a cool one to see. Harold Braff gets the win there, and the vintage sprints went to Kelly Newman. Pure Stock Division winner Brian Wilson, and Super Stock Division winner was Willie Thorne. Bremerton Raceway had a whole lot of racers there. We'll get into them if we have time, as they ran a full show. WMRA ran in Shasta, California. Bobby Gerwall, Mark Atkinson, and Victor Sinzig with the top three there. The WWRA ran a show on Saturday in the Coyote Division, or Sunday, I'm sorry. Bob Robinson got the victory there. Tornado Trucks went to Aaron Green, Sky Valley Stocks to Jeff Surridge, John Forsgren to the Thundercars, and the Roadrunner division went to John Newborn. So there's some from Renegade Raceway. Friday in the Sport Compact division, Robert Storm, Street Legal division, Dustin Bailey, Pro Street Legal, Mary Hurlbut. Sorry about that, Marty. Mopar Division, Forrest Fritcher, and on down the line we go. So thanks a lot to Brandon for his, as usual, more than generous help on getting all that put together for us. So with that, shall we take a break?
And we'll be back with George Wade.
And a whole lot more after this. You're listening to North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts. And as always, thanks to Sandblasters Incorporated. For those of you listening on the internet, take your stuff to Warren tomorrow, because he's closed right now. We'll be back after this.
Stay tuned for the All-Tell Pit Reporters tonight at 10, right after North Sound Racing. From Daytona to Homestead, the 2008 NASCAR Sprint Cup is only on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio. More North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland after these messages.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. is going to go after Jimmy Johnson. He looks to the inside in turn three. Johnson in the middle, racing groove. Earnhardt Jr. to the bottom. Easily, Jr. makes a pass in four.
Just like your window.
Welcome back to North Sound Racing. Steve Mortland, Carla Heath, and Galen Stewart are with their assigned positions as always. Coming up on Saturday afternoon, we go Nationwide Series Racing. The Camping World 200, 12 p.m. live from Dover International Speedway in Dover, Delaware. And then coming up Sunday morning, Sprint Cup, the Camping World 400, 10:15 a.m. live from Dover International Speedway as North Sound 1380 continues to bring all the races in the NASCAR chase. Thank you so much. First of all, before we get to our first guests, got some congratulations to throw out to our friends with the Northwest Legends. They have got one more race to go. Their season championship comes up Saturday, I believe it is, at the Wenatchee Valley Super Oval. But their champions are pretty well decided for the 2008 season. In the pro division, Alex Kerslake. Boy, what a lead Alex has in the number 28 car. He will pick up the championship there. In the master division, Bob Cronenberg with quite a lead, 175 points over second place Tracy Warren. And then Matt Henderson will pick up the championship in the semi-pro division. So congratulations to all those guys. Shall we talk about what's coming up at Grace Harbor Raceway? Mm-hmm. Because they have got one of the absolute cool and really anticipated events of the year coming up. And the guy putting it all together, just working his fool butt off, is on the phone with us now. George Wade from Grace Harbor Raceway joins us. How are you tonight, George?
I'm doing great, Mort. How are you doing?
Good. It's good to hear your voice, pal. You all ready to go for this big hoopla-la for honor the driver of the number 92 this weekend?
We're as ready as we're ever going to be.
Yeah, there you go. Let's first of all talk about, we know why you're doing it, because of the honor of one of the great friends of sprint car racing, not only in the Pacific Northwest, but pretty much all around the country, Fred Brownfield. But what's really cool is the amount of enthusiasm that not only you with Grace Harbor Raceway, but your entire staff puts into it. It's a really a top-notch event.
Well, I mean, Fred had built a first-class facility. He was a first-class person. Everything he did was first-class, so it's pretty hard to follow in his footsteps, but you got to try and do it.
Somebody
right.
Somebody must, right? All right, let's talk about the schedule of events, George. It's going to be a two-day event, but just kind of take us through what you have planned.
Well, it'll all start off tomorrow night, with a complete program, ASCS program, and we've got the Ford Focus midgets. And at the end of the program, we're in a fireworks show. And then Saturday, it'll kick off. I think the front gate opens at 3:30, and we've got one of the Fort Lewis marching bands. They're going to play up in the concourse for a while, and just kind of give it that party atmosphere. And we'll start racing at 7 o'clock, and we've got skydivers, marching band, color guard, and hopefully a whole bunch of good racing.
George, did I understand that the purse is $10,092?
that's the winner's share.
That's the winner's share. Wow.
It's the A main. Every position in the A main ends with 92. So I don't think I need to say why it ends with 92.
No, you don't.
George, the last year Shane Stewart was fortunate enough to win the Fred Brown Field Memorial Race, and I see on the websites that looks like he's returning. Are you expecting any other visitors, and you know what, who we might see in Victory Circle this year?
Well, I think that I know that Jonathan Eller's coming from California. Wayne Johnson from I think he's a 2000. ASCS national champion and the Knoxville Nationals 360 champion this year. He's going to be here driving the 18 car. Natalie Sather, she's already in town with Kenny Woodruff as their crew chief. She was a 2007 Midwest champion, ASCS champion. You know, to go along with our, and Shane Stewart in the Doyle car, those guys are—they're going to be in tough with our guys. I mean, Crockett and Jamie Barnes, and you know, and
of course, OJ and the locals.
Yeah, OJ, and you know, and hopefully, Henry Van Dam can get back to the start of the year. He had a real rough speed week and tore up a couple cars, and hasn't been as competitive as he was early in the year. And, yeah, I mean, there's just lots of cars that have a good chance of winning. And I'd like to see, you know, somebody from Washington State win the money. Keep the money home.
That would be great. It sounds like you're going to be able to buy tickets for both nights, and the ticket booths open at noon. And you also have camping available down there for those that may want to come down for both nights.
Yes. The fairgrounds does a great job with their camping, and the ticket booth will open tomorrow at noon and on Saturday at noon. So if you can only make it one day, and the front gate, like I said, will open at 4:30 tomorrow, 3:30 on Saturday, and the racing will start at 7 on both days.
Very cool. Well, congratulations, George. And as always, you put on a first-class event down there, and still, you know, lots of action coming up both Friday and Saturday, and a lot of emotion as well, I'm sure.
Well, it's got to be good emotions because if you knew Fred, he his whole deal is to have fun.
Uh-huh.
So this isn't going to be no, you know, tear-jerking deal. This is fun.
Yes, it is.
Exactly how he would have wanted it to be. And, that's just the way it is. We want to have a good time, good racing, and just an all-around good time.
Cool.
Yep.
Well, Carla, would you introduce our next guest? Fred, we'll keep you on, or I'm sorry, George, we'll keep you on the line. And we're going to bring on our next guest that Carla's going to be happy to introduce.
It's going to be my pleasure to introduce Greg Burgess. He's the director of ASCS. Are you there, Greg?
Yes, I am. I'm here, and thank you for having me.
Oh, no, thank you for having us and putting this on this weekend. There's some points battles going on, isn't there, in your series?
We've got some great points races going. I got to hand it to Jared Ridge this year, our point leader, and I think he's going to be right in there in the battle this weekend. And all of those top five guys, of course, Jared in first and Jay in fifth, and you got Roger Crockett in there, and I believe Seth Bergman's in there, and it's going to be a great show this weekend. My prediction early was that the main event Saturday will have at least half a field of champions from somewhere, and I think that's the way it'll be.
Greg, this is the inaugural season for the ASCS Northwest Division, and just wanting to ask your review of the season so far up to this point, and if it's met your expectations.
You know, I think we've met our expectations in some areas and exceeded them in others. It's been, as everyone that's done this prior to me would say, it's been a bunch of work. And I got to thank George Wade and his staff here, Grays Harbor Raceway being our home track this year. And, of course, George helping ours not even talked about with ASCS and helping getting this underway. and it was kind of a little dream that we started with, and now we've really turned it into a great series. And this year, hopefully it can be remembered as a great inaugural year with many to come.
Well, Greg, by all means, please kind of keep a bit of a lid on George while you're on his premises. You know how it can be.
You guys warned me about George last time.
We did, didn't we?
You invited him back.
No, we like George. We like George.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
Yeah, and we meant it, but we're just trying to help you out.
Well, you lie.
I know it. gentlemen.
George is a great friend of mine and my wife's and the whole ASCS staff. And I got to tell you, the ASCS staff and the Grays Harbor Raceway staff, we've all got Fred on our minds this weekend, and Debbie, of course, and the event we've asked Debbie for lots of input on. And we're looking forward to nothing more than this weekend and working alongside each other and just having a great event overall.
Well, George put it very nicely about how, you know, if we're thinking about Fred, you guys are going to have a lot of fun down there, and that's why we get into this racket. And Fred epitomized, you're supposed to go and enjoy these events. So congratulations prior to the event to you, George, for putting it on, and for you, Greg, for having a great season with the ASCS Northern Region. And, boy, we're looking forward to hearing about how this is going to go.
Are you coming down, Mort?
No, I'm going to Hawaii, George.
We'll be there, George.
I'll miss it. But, yeah, Carla and Galen are going on my behalf.
Well, there's better two of the threesome anyway.
Yeah,
there's four of us, boy. George.
We go to the races. Steve goes for the beer garden.
Yep.
There's nothing the matter with that.
No, and I did behave myself when I was down there, too, didn't I, George?
Yeah, you did.
All right, guys. We got to take a break. So, again, gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. Good luck this weekend, and like we talked about, have fun, would you?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. That was George Wade from Grays Harbor Raceway and Greg Burgess with the ASCS. We thank them. We've got to take a break, and we're going to get back to it with Shelby Brownfield and Dick Wilski coming up right after this. So stick with us. This is North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts here on North Sound 1380.
More North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland after these messages.